Are you attracted to business analytics but don't want to take the time off work to enter a full-time program to master the topic? Georgetown McDonough's School of Business has just what you're looking for, an online master's designed for working professionals. Today's guest is the director of that program, and we're going to learn all about it.
Welcome to Admission Straight Talk, the podcast dedicated to graduate admissions and helping you approach the application process thoughtfully and successfully. Your host is Accepted's founder and world-renowned admissions guru, Linda Abraham. At Accepted, our mission is to get you to that unforgettable moment when you read your acceptance email and shout, "Yes, I'm in!" Confident you'll be attending the perfect program to help you launch the career of your dreams.
Welcome to the 378th episode of Admission Straight Talk. Thanks for tuning in. There's a challenge in graduate admissions that's hidden in plain sight. That challenge is showing that you both fit in at your target schools and stand out in the applicant pool. Accepted's free download, Fitting In and Standing Out, The Paradox at the Heart of Admissions, will show you how to do both. Master this paradox, and you're well on your way to acceptance. Download this free guide at accepted.com/FISO for Fitting In, Standing Out. Again, that's accepted.com/FISO. Our guest today is Dr. Sudipta Dasmohapatra. Dr. Dasmohapatra earned her bachelor's and master's degrees in India and her PhD from Penn State, and she's always been a numbers geek. She started her career as a data scientist in 2004 and started her teaching career in North Carolina State, where she was an associate professor of marketing and customer analytics until 2017. In 2017, she became, among other duties, the director of the Master's in Statistical Science at Duke University, and she joined Georgetown as academic director of its brand new online MS in Business Analytics, or MSBA, program for working professionals. Hi, Dr. Dasmohapatra. Welcome to Admission Straight Talk.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Linda.
I'm delighted to speak with you today. Now, can you provide an overview of Georgetown's MSBA program?
Yes. I'm very excited to let you all know that the Georgetown Master's in Business Analytics offered by the McDonough School of Business is basically coming online in January 2021. It is an online 16-month comprehensive analytics program. We have designed that with the goal of preparing future business leaders and managers that are interested in learning how to understand data, how to use data, you know, to create, share, and sustain value. So, the graduates of this program will be prepared to lead in key growth sectors where graduates that have deep business analytics skills are highly sought. So, you know, this particular program has been rigorously curated to meet the needs of current marketplace. We have integrated the technical aspects of data analytics with managerial business functions so that the students can learn to speak and communicate the language of data. You know, within this particular program, we have both asynchronous classes as well as synchronous sessions in which the students can join their cohort, as well as a prominent faculty in a virtual classroom. Students also have the opportunity to come to campus. We have 2-week-long campus-based residencies that actually provide integrated hands-on activities to the students, through very intensive week-long curriculum. One of the cornerstones of this particular program that I want to talk about is the Capstone Project. So the Capstone Project, over 6 months, actually applies the program's concepts and methods and tools that the students learn in a challenging business data analytics assignment with a project sponsor. So all in all, you know, students that come into this program can not only leverage the core McDonough and Georgetown community network, but, you know, being in the global capital city of Washington, D.C., we're going to connect the students to a network of people, programs, and complex data that has real-world consequences.
Could you give an example? I mean, obviously, this is a new program, so there's no existing capstone projects, but what do you think a capstone project would be?
So a capstone project could be from a real life sponsor, you know, so we might have, let's say, the military that has all this different data to do, say, cyber analytics. Right. And so we might go to them, you know, leverage our existing contacts there and go to them and get data from there. And students would be able to work on projects that where they can actually see the application of that, you know, of what they have learned into a real life project. So that's what we are envisioning right now with the Capstone Project.
Wow. How large of a cohort do you plan to admit this year and in subsequent years? Is it a lockstep program where all participants basically take the same courses together, or their electives where they can branch out? How does that work?
So for the inaugural class of spring 2021, we are basically targeting a class size of approximately 50 students. You know, our goal is to make sure that the students who actually graduate from the program can receive the McDonough advantage and are able to advance and launch and grow their career in the field of business analytics. In terms of your question regarding a lockstep program, we will be following a cohort model, and all the students are going to go through the same classes at the same time. You know, I want you to know that, you know, with every class, the students will be incrementally growing in their skills. So we really have designed the classes with content that are integrated and woven throughout the 16 months. And then the students will first learn foundational skills and then build over them over time. You know, having even said that, you know, I would still say that we definitely want to have the McDonough experience where the students get individualized attention in order to meet their career goals.
What kind of jobs are graduates preparing for, and how will the career service team assist them at that end of the program? We're kind of going backwards here a little bit. But.
Yeah, and that's really key. You know, there are a variety of different types of graduate programs that exist across the nation and across the globe today. And students can choose any of these programs. But specifically, you know, our program was designed to prepare students for analytics and data science leadership roles in a variety of industries that use data. So we have consulting and financial services and risk management and technology, you know, retailing, you name it. Yeah, we believe that most students in this program will be prepared for advancing their career and with the goal of managing projects and leading their teams. You know, you asked about career services, and we will have dedicated career services for the students in this particular program. Our team is going to provide professional development and leadership skills and exposure to various types of data analytics roles that the students are going to come across. You know, as well as any other activities that help to prepare the students for roles of their choice.
Yeah, the program is mostly online, mm-hmm. synchronous or asynchronous with the in-residence sections. Mm-hmm. I think they're 2 weeks, if I recall. Now, how is the program structured to provide the flexibility that working professionals need? Do you require time sponsorship, let's say, from somebody's employer or anything like that? Obviously, for the synchronous classes, you have to be in front of a computer at a particular point in time. How does that work?
Yeah, and that's a great question. You know, we have designed this online program very thoughtfully, you know, with working professionals in mind.
Right.
So the curriculum has been built with our past experience and success with other online programs at McDonough. You must have noticed that the timeline is 16 months, right? And so we want to provide both conceptual and practical skills at a pace that will be comfortable for the working professionals. So that's why we are not cramming everything in two or three semesters in a one-year program, right? It's a 16-month program. You know, we have created a very highly flexible learning environment with interactive recordings and readings, which students would be able to do at their free time through the asynchronous content. And the synchronous content will include live sessions that will build on these asynchronous content with case studies and projects and applied work. You know, we do not formally at this point of time require any kind of time sponsorship from the employers. We're absolutely sure that the students will be able to provide the time commitment that is required for going through this program at a comfortable pace. So, you know, I would just like to say here that when the students join the program, they will become a member of a caring community of faculty and staff and students, and we're going to provide them with individualized attention to help them learn and achieve their goals through their time.
Right. You want them to succeed as much as they want to succeed.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Can you describe the application process for the MSBA?
The Master of Science in Business Analytics will begin their first cohort like in January 2021. We require the applicants of the program to submit an online application, the resume and CV. We also require undergraduate degree transcripts as well as transcripts from any graduate programs. There's a personal statement that is required and two letters of recommendation. One of the things that students are asking us when applying to such programs is whether they require a GRE or GMAT, right? You know, and while we do not require them to have the test scores, they are strongly recommended. But we will consider waivers, you know, based on prior academic performance or work experience the students have. But we also need, you know, for non-native English speakers, we need them to have TOEFL or IELTS scores. I also want to stress here that once an application has been submitted, it will be evaluated by an admissions committee and the academic director, that's going to be me. And then we will use a holistic approach when making admission decisions. You know, we are really looking for applicants who are aligned with our value and our mission to have a positive impact in the society, you know, and not only that, but the fact that they could be collaborative members and team players. You know, we want to make sure that we're admitting students who we believe will actually add value to their entire class, as well as, you know, to the larger Georgetown community.
Mm-hmm. What about work experience? What kind of work experience, both in terms of quantity and quality, do you expect?
So the admissions committee expects applicants to have about 2 to 5 or more years of work experience. You know, the type and quality of the work experience obviously will be evaluated in terms of, you know, the whole person that is applying to the program. If there are non-work experience in other forms, we will also give serious consideration to those. You know, for example, volunteer work, extracurricular activities during college, leadership positions that they have held in non-work organization, you know, any kind of special awards or achievements. You know, all of these are going to be considered when we are going to look at applicants' experience.
Do you expect people to be working in quantitative fields or to have a quantitative academic background when they apply?
Not really. You know, what we are really kind of thinking about is our students who can think quantitatively. You know, they are curious about the data. They're motivated and are keen to learn skills that will help them draw insights from complex data. So the students that have technical background are perhaps going to be more competitive. But it doesn't mean that students who are not in technical backgrounds cannot be, you know, because if you are curious about data, you know, you can come from any field. If you're curious about learning these skills and are motivated and want to make, you know, want to make a difference, you know, into the society and businesses in how you make decisions using data. You know, absolutely. In terms of formal coursework, the only thing that we need the students to have taken is undergraduate level math courses. And if it's a technical discipline, you know, it's it just adds to that. But we are not really looking for students to have any formal statistics or programming language. We're going to teach them that in the program.
Okay.
You know, that's what the program is.
Now, when you talk about undergraduate math, are you talking about statistics? Are you talking about calculus?
So undergraduate level math, we are talking about linear algebra, calculus, you know, that kind of work. So if once they have that, you know, they're going to be good to come into our program.
Can you share the essay question or the personal statement question?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, in terms of the personal statement, we are really looking for students to tell us about why do they want to enroll in a business analytics program? You know, what kind of past experience, if any, do they have in analytics? Why do they want to attend Georgetown University? What are their career aspirations and expectations when they receive this, you know, after they receive this MSDA degree? So that's about the personal statement. And we also have an optional scholarship essay. So students that want to apply for scholarships can do that. They could write an essay that can explain, you know, unique values and perspectives they would bring into the program. So we do have some limited scholarships that we offer within the program.
Is an interview required?
Yes, all applicants will actually do a short video conference interview with an admissions representative. You know, the interviews typically focus on an applicant's background, analytics, you know, any kind of data science experience that they would have and their career goals. We may ask certain candidates to participate in a second interview if we do need more information from the student.
Right now, obviously, all interviews are online. Like
yes, and it's an online program. We know how to work in a virtual environment.
Yes. If we were to go beyond COVID, get beyond this period of time, would you want in-person interviews or would you still do them online or do you know?
We are going to do online interviews. You know, we want to make sure the student is also comfortable in an online environment, this being an online program. So, you know, that's what we have done successfully across different programs, and we are going to do that as well in this program.
Now, Georgetown McDonough also has a Flex MBA with a focus on analytics. How does the MSBA differ from the Flex MBA with a focus on analytics?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, the full-time and the Flex MBA now actually offer a STEM-designated management science major. You know, and as part of the curriculum, the students can earn a certificate in data analytics and insights, you know, So depending upon a student's career ambitions, pursuing an MBA with this track is the right choice if the analytics piece is perhaps as equally important as a comprehensive understanding of the core business fundamentals that the MBA program brings in. So the MBA provides the students with a breadth of knowledge that covers many areas of business with a little bit of analytics, you know, in it. While the MSBA is designed for students that are more interested in a specialized program that focuses on developing a data-first mindset, you know, along with rigorous analytics skills. And these are both necessary to prepare you for a career where analytics is key to make better business decisions. The MBA is mostly an in-person program when we are not in pandemic, of course, you know, while the MSBA is designed to be online as well.
Okay, got it. All right. And then I think, believe the MSBA is also shorter, isn't it?
It is 16 months. That's exactly right.
You know, one of the things I've been thinking about both in preparation for our call and during the call, many business people, certainly I, am inundated with data and it's not always presented in the most accessible way. Mm-hmm. So is part of the course also filtering the data so that the decision maker gets what's really, really important?
Oh, absolutely.
Presented effectively?
Absolutely. We are going to, you know, train the students to not only think data, but also, you know, walk data, talk data, communicate, you know, in the right way. The data has become very complex now if you really look at the data science world today.
Across so much. It's overwhelming.
Oh, yeah, it is overwhelming. It's not only in-store data anymore if you look at a data. It's also, you know, all this digital data, you know, that's coming from social media and everywhere. So we are going to make sure that the students can get not only the conceptual understanding, but also the practical knowledge that is necessary to generate insights or draw insights from the data where they are going to be able to filter all the noise and basically kind of look at the signal that they can use to make the decisions. So absolutely, we're going to provide them with tools and techniques and a handful of other types of knowledge that they can utilize in order to solve the complex data problems that they have, that we have going on today in the marketplace.
Right. And like I said, to convey it so that non-data scientists can also benefit and use it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the whole idea with the business analytics program, you know, is to make sure that the students can come in front of, you know, maybe a group of people that they may be working with where you have non-statisticians and statisticians. You may have people who are technical and engineers who understand this versus those that can't understand, you know, that don't understand the language of data, but then you are able to draw insights that solve the business problems in the right way and non-statisticians and, you know, can understand this as well. So absolutely.
I'm smiling because I remember reading a story about somebody who's father owned a mechanic shop like in the 50s.
Right.
And he was sweeping the showroom. And I think this was in New Hampshire or Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody drove up in a suit in the wintertime from Boston to convince the owner of the mechanic shop, his dad, to buy some advertising for a certain radio station.
Right.
And the owner said, "Well, why should I?" He said, "Because this is one of the most popular radio stations in this part of the world. Don't you want to be on it?" He says, "Really?" He says, "Look, gentlemen, I have a chart here of all the radio stations that my customers listen to, and you're not on it." So the son later asked him, he says, "How did you get that chart?" It's not like he was surveying. He said, "Because whenever my mechanics worked on a car, I had them write down what were the buttons." Remember when you used to have buttons?
There you go. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now that was a man who obviously valued data.
Oh yeah. And you know, like this is the data, this the world has become, you know, completely data centric and people who are going to have the knowledge to draw these insights, you know, from data are going to have the competitive advantage over others.
Right.
So it's absolutely essential. And since you kind of, you know, talked about this particular example, you know, I talked about the capstone course earlier some of the other courses that we will have within this program. All the courses will have some applied aspect within them. So students can actually see for real, you know, how data is used to transform into business decisions and to make sure that we can draw solutions, you know, from the problems based on data, data science methods and different types of tools that they can actually utilize within this program.
Right. Now, you mentioned that the inaugural class of entering in, I guess it'll be 2021 mm-hmm. by the time it actually enrolls, going to be roughly 50 people. Mm-hmm. Do you see it growing, or do you have plans to grow, or do you want to keep it small?
Interesting, you know, that we do anticipate this number to go up as we move forward. And, you know, as more potential applicants hear about the value of getting this degree, you know, we do anticipate getting more applications as well. However, you know, one of the things to keep in mind is we will definitely keep it at a comfortable size where we are able to maintain our cohort nature and provide individualized learning and growth opportunities to students, you know, and deliver the McDonough and Georgetown experience and value to them. So, you know, that's what we are thinking about as we look forward to growing after the inaugural class of 2021 spring.
Now, the priority application deadline for this inaugural class is September 15th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you anticipate a later deadline also? Since this is the priority, I assume there's going to be a non-priority, but what is the advantage of applying by the priority deadline?
All right, that's great. Applications are accepted and reviewed on a rolling basis in this.
Okay.
So I know our priority deadline, we say, is September 15th, 2020. And, you know, applications that are received by this date, will be given priority consideration for some limited merit-based financial aid. Since we are assessing applications on a rolling basis for a limited number of seats, you know, it is advantageous for students to apply early. But we have our final application deadline as December 11th, 2020 for the first school.
Okay, thank you. And what about those planning ahead to apply later? Okay, maybe this isn't the right year for them to apply. How can they prepare themselves to apply effectively either in 2021 or 2022, whenever? Maybe they're currently in college even.
You know, I mentioned before that we don't require them to have any kind of formal coursework in statistics or programming. But, you know, if you are thinking of applying a year later, it's always advantageous and you're going to have, you know, you're going to be very competitive if the students that are coming into the program, you know, learn about these statistics and data science methodologies and some of the programming tools through some kind of an online learning environment like Coursera or Data Camp or through a formal course at a university level. You know, if there are keen applicants, then they may be able to work with some real publicly available data sets. Today, you know, there are all kinds of publicly available data sets, and they may let us know about that in their personal statement. So again, these are not required, but definitely makes the applicants much more attractive.
Sure. Makes sense. Now, I think this was announced about a month ago. It's fairly, mm-hmm. the program is fairly new. I'm sure you were planning it for a while, but the public announcement was fairly recent.
Right.
What is a frequently asked question that you get about the program that perhaps surprised you since announcing the MSBA?
You know, I talked about the 2 5-day long residencies, one at the beginning of the program and one is at the you know, midpoint of the program. So students have been asking about the required residencies if the COVID situation or the pandemic persists, you know, and I know that that's in the top of their mind. This is an online program. It's going to be delivered virtually, and we are very competent at McDonough in delivering content online. You know, we have had successful virtual in-person residency for other programs. So we understand how to deliver the strategies of providing equivalent experience and benefits to student online. The other question that we are getting is value-based MSBA. You know, we talk about the fact that the MSBA degree is actually going to be helpful in gaining perspective that translates data analytics to provide value, you know, to both the business organization as well as the society. And that's something that the students are asking for more clarity about. So, you know, as we think about, you know, providing value to businesses, we will somehow constrain the overall impact to the businesses if we only think about the economic bottom line. So we want to make sure that the students within this program can think beyond that. And they think about creating sustainable strategies that not only can make the economic impact, but also can make an impact on the environment and the society, you know, and think through ethical decision-making. All of that is actually a part of value-based decision-making that we are going to provide to the students within our program. So those have been a couple of questions that the students have been asking.
Interesting. Is there a question you would like to answer that I didn't ask about the MSBA?
Well, I want to say that, you know, data is the language that successful leaders speak today and will do so in the future. So we have launched the Master of Science in Business Analytics program with a futuristic vision with very carefully considered content, tools, and applications in business. So the students that come into this particular program are going to join the outstanding McDonough faculty and staff and their cohort that will prepare them to become globally minded principal leaders, ready to address the most significant challenges and opportunities facing the business and society. And one of the things that I did not mention earlier, being at McDonough and Georgetown, the students in this program are going to be able to take advantage of a lot of data analytics resources across the university. And this includes the massive Data Institute, which harnesses modern data and computing power to produce cutting-edge research and improve decision-making. So we are in the process of collaborating with them to make sure that the students can take advantage of that.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you very much for sharing that. Thank you so much for joining me today. I've really enjoyed learning about Georgetown's MSBA. Where can listeners learn more about it?
So students can, or potential students or potential employers, you know, anybody that wants to learn more about the program can go to msb.georgetown.edu and then go under degree programs to learn more about this particular program. And students that want to, you know, ask any admissions consultant, they can go to msbaadmissions@georgetown.edu and email our admissions counselors.
Wonderful. Thank you again. Listener, you'll find links in the show notes at accepta.com/378 to both the MSBA site as well as to related resources and podcasts, as well as to Fitting In and Standing Out, The Paradox at the Heart of Admissions, which is the free download that I mentioned at the very beginning of this podcast. Listener, thank you too for tuning in to this, our 378th episode. If you found this show helpful, subscribe in iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or whatever podcatcher you prefer. Don't miss out. Subscribe. You can find subscribe links at, you guessed it, accepted.com/378. This is Admissions Straight Talk, produced by Accepted, and I am your host, Linda Abraham. I'll talk to you again next week.